This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Is not quite the same. I'm not overlooking Target Field here today, but I am home. And home's always a good thing, right? Kind of a good grounding, so that's okay. A lot of fun yesterday, though, at Target Field. Thanks to Dave St. Peter and the Minnesota Twins. Great hospitality. And a nice little win. How about that? 7-1. The Twins win against the Kansas City Royals. First home opener win in quite a while. I want to say a dozen years or better. 05, maybe? I can't remember. It's been a while. So, anyway, good stuff. But we're back at it today, brought to you in part by our friends at Polar Service Center. I'm thinking $32 an hour sounds pretty good. You know what I'm saying? And if it's $32 an hour with a really good company that has a great benefits package, it's even better. Adam at Polar Service Center is waiting for your call. See if you're interested in positions at two North Dakota locations, one Montana location, Williston, Kildare, Billings. They need mechanics right now in Kildare and Williston. They're looking for trailer techs, tank welder, fabricators, testers at all their locations. If you can do suspension systems, the brake jobs, electrical repairs, weld, fabricate, if you're a certified tank inspector, up to $32 an hour, and great training programs at Polar Service Center. Here's Adam's number. Give him a call, 701-495-0997. 701-495-0997. One more time, 701-495-0997. Ask about the benefit package, the 401k match, great health care, best in the business health care package, great pay rate. Give them a call, Polar Service Center. We put a lot of folks to work up there. We ought to go up there one of these days and talk to some of the good folks that have either connected through hearing the program or family members that were listening to the program and how it all turned out. So pretty good. We have a busy show today. Kathy Nesset will join us. Kathy is the chair of the North Dakota Board of Higher Education. She is also the president and CEO of Nesset Consulting Service, world-class geology services, geosteering mostly, but, you know, they're the geologist and great company, great brand. She is in Fargo, West Fargo, Moorhead today, actually over in Moorhead for a eggs and issues event that the Chamber of Commerce puts on, West Fargo, Fargo, Moorhead Chamber of Commerce. So we took advantage of that opportunity to visit with her on the air today. Next hour, Captain Tom Iverson will be here. Yes, not Lieutenant Tom Iverson anymore, but Captain Tom Iverson will be here for a Trooper Talk edition. And Lieutenant Iverson, for much of the, when he was a lieutenant, much of the Dakota Access Pipeline protest, instead of being our Trooper Talk go-to source, ended up being our Dakota Access Pipeline go-to source. And so we haven't done Trooper Talk in a while. Trooper Talk is just ask the trooper anything. But we also wanted to do one final visit with Captain Iverson because he's moving on up. That's right. Colonel Gerhardt is giving him a new position, and I guess he'll be in charge of, as a captain now, acquiring equipment for the Highway Patrol. And so we will lose his services as a public information officer. So one last chance to chat with Captain Iverson today on the program. Looking forward to that very much as well. So all that coming up. In the meantime, some time to talk about whatever you'd like to talk about on the air today. I find it very interesting. I should talk a little bit about the Trump administration and some of the things going on there. I started yesterday telling you about this story from Adam Housley, Fox News, over the weekend, that information was coming out about a political intel operation within the Obama White House, okay? And Susan Rice has now been identified as someone that authorized the unmasking. That's taking names from a surveillance or, you know, intelligence report and taking the white tape off their names, and so they're out there for everybody to see. And, of course, the mainstream media, I mean, the CBS's, NBC, ABC's, and CNN, and MSNBC, and everybody else, all the newspapers, are ignoring this. They've been in hyper-freak-out mode over Donald Trump and Russia. And, you know, how so now the Obama administration is implicated in this, and they're silent. It's unbelievable. But I find it very interesting also, this week may bring a brand-new Supreme Court justice in Neil Gorsuch, despite Democratic obstruction. These people are professional politicians. That's what they are. They're very good at political manipulation, and that's not something you want on your resume, folks. They are the swamp, without question. And I'm talking about they, anybody that filibusters a Supreme Court nominee. Didn't do that to Clarence Thomas. Joe Biden and Patrick Leahy, they hated old Joe, old Clarence Thomas, so they didn't do that. This is a new Harry Reid / Chuck Schumer trick now. Worst of the worst. That's the swamp. Washington Post, other media outlets not reporting what's going on. That's the swamp. It is. And I just have this sense, you know, it's easy to get sucked into sort of the doom and gloom, right? That, oh my gosh, this is awful, this is terrible, and why don't they do this a little better? Why don't they do that a little better? I have a sense that the Trump administration is going to wear them out. I mean, they're going to continue to throw everything at their power at them. But look at this week. 7 hours over the weekend, Rand Paul, the senator from Kentucky, and Donald Trump are together. Yesterday, Vice President Mike Pence and the Freedom Caucus together. I know there are some folks in this audience that believes the Freedom Caucus walks on water. Well, okay. They're walking on water, and they're talking to the vice president, and they're trying to find a compromise. That's what I've said all along. Nobody walks in to any kind of negotiation and says, here's the deal. I get everything I want. Screw what you want. That's what the Freedom Caucus had done many times. Well, now they've smelled the coffee, I guess, and that's great. Look, I think there's many tenets of the Freedom Caucus that are wonderful. My only point is you don't get everything you want. You negotiate. You get in a room. You figure it out. You don't, you know, compromise in bad taste. Run around and send out press releases. Anybody sends out press releases, you know, by the dozen, I'm a little suspicious of. Go to work. At some point, you have to go in front of the cameras, come on radio programs, you know, talk to reporters and explain your side. I get that. That clarity is actually very important in the middle of some of these debates. But you don't do it nonstop. You don't negotiate that way. Anyway, my point is this. There's real movement going on in the health care reform. In fact, Paul Ryan was just at the microphones saying, hey, we got folks working on this. Probably have a bill by the end of the month. You have something to look at. Wow. So, in other words, if they announce a deal this week, Freedom Caucus here, Rand Paul there, Republican majority there, Donald Trump puts that together. Okay, put it together, get a bill. And you have Neil Gorsuch? That's quite a turnaround, isn't it? But the jackals in the media have been busy writing Donald Trump's obituary all the way along. At what point don't you listen to them anymore? At what point don't you listen to them anymore, is my question. At what point do they lose all credibility? Does it ever come where they just keep spewing out their garbage, and because they're the quote-unquote media, they just live to fight another day? I don't know. I got to think it catches up with you at some point, especially when you are sparring with someone who doesn't quit. Donald Trump made his mark in the New York real estate market. And the vast majority, you think Donald Trump's rich? He is like a pauper compared to most of the New York real estate community, okay? And guess what? Guess who prevailed through all that? They hated him. Hated him. He's just built that way. The New York real estate guy, he's going to fight. And you're going to cringe sometimes. cringed a few times. Because we're not in the New York real estate market. We're out here in the heartland of America. Minnesotans and North Dakotans, South Dakotans, Montanans, just real regular everyday folks. We don't live in that world. And it's a little bit foreign to us. So we cringe once in a while when he does what he does and how he does it. But I'm glad he's doing it. Because you or I probably wouldn't fare so well against the swamp. The swamp has to be drained. The swamp is fat and sassy right now, as fat and sassy as it's ever been. I love this guy and what he's doing. And you know what? Whatever. His approval ratings are 30-some percent. You're not going to make a lot of friends when you're trying to drain the swamp. Everybody's swinging at him. I'm surprised it's not 3%. Congress is, of course, is much lower. Anyway, my take on the Trump week, I think it's pretty darn good. You tell me if you're right or wrong and anything else you want to talk about, call us. 258-0550. Let's go on What's On Your Mind.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's On Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Hi, this is Troy from CNC Farms of Donnybrook. We're your registered and certified seed dealer. At CNC Farms, we pride ourselves in providing top quality and wide variety of seed. We offer forage barley, oats, millet, 4010 forage peas, forage mexes, malt barley, flax, durum, chickpeas, green and yellow peas, spring wheat, winter wheat, alfalfa, pasture mexes, beans, and much more. Online at ccseedfarm.com, your registered and certified seed dealer of Donnybrook. Call CNC Farms, 701-482-7865.
Folks, listen up. I have a satisfied customer here from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too. Dave wants to tell you a story about how he would not be walking but for the Hot Spring Spa he purchased at Hot Spring Spas. Listen to this.
I think anybody that doesn't have one, if you have any aches and pains in your body, you should really consider getting one or trying one out because, well, it really helps me out. And you know, with the Hot Springs, we have the Envoy. It's a five-seater. And I kind of like that because I can bounce around from seat to seat to seat and get a different massage in every seat in the tub. And maintenance on the tub is pretty much non-existent. I mean, we go about 3 to 4 months between water changes. Every now and again, you know, you do have to shock it, but very little chemical additive at any point in time. And it's just truly crystal clean, sparkling water that I love to jump in every day.
I am with you. So sounds like you think everybody ought to extend their life a little bit and feel a little bit better every day by hopping in one, right?
Yeah, and relieve those aches and pains that we all have, especially in our later years.
Every day is made better at your house, it sounds like to me, Dave.
It sure is.
Hot spring spas and pool tables, too. There's saunas, there's sunrooms, they've got it all. Stop and see them. West Fargo next to Spitfire in front of Sam's Club Bismarck in the old Marketplace Dollar location in Minot and on South Washington in front of Kmart Grand Forks. Tell them Scott sent you.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Why are you demonizing the Freedom Caucus? Thank God they were there to save that awful bill. You know, you're spinning because Kramer, you know, he was pushing that so bad. So good. Oh, it's so good. It's the best thing. Old Kramer, you know. Well, I tell you what. You're getting to be sick.
Getting to be sick. Wow, there's an interesting commentary.
Wow.
Thank you for the kind phone call and comment. Welcome others as well. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. I'm not demonizing the Freedom Caucus. I am saying if you, and I've heard from some listeners who worship the Freedom Caucus. Tell you what, you're in deep doo-doo when you're worshiping any member of Congress. Any of them. Any politician. There are no saviors out there. I'm simply saying I'm congratulating the Freedom Caucus for awakening to the fact that when you want to get a piece of legislation done, especially upend this awful Obamacare and replace it with something better, you negotiate. You sit down and say, hey, I like this. I need this in the bill. Okay, you want that. You go back and forth. There was very little of that going on before. There was, we want this. Okay, you got it. Man, now we want this. Okay, you got it. Now we want this. Hey, wait a minute here. Are we negotiating or are you just playing me like a fool? Now it sounds like they're getting it right. They're sitting down with Mike Pence. And by the way, they weren't doing that before. They were walking, saying we're done, you know, acting like, I don't know, take my ball and go home type. So I think, let me be very clear for all the Freedom Club fans in the world. This, 30-member caucus of the United States Congress, none of which are from around here, none of whom you probably could pick out of a lineup of one. But to the extent they fight and defend for the Constitution, I love them. I'm glad they're there, okay? And we certainly need more conservatives, not less, in Congress. But if your main accomplishment is getting yourself on TV by sending out press releases, you're not contributing anything. Okay? So get in the room, work things out. Take your conservative principles. If you take your ball and go home, you do nothing for the conservative cause. That's all I'm saying about the Freedom Caucus. Hear me loud and clear. I'm glad they're there. I just want them to engage in what members of Congress are supposed to do on legislation, not worry about how many appearances they get on Fox News. Matt in Fargo, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
Hey, Scott. So two things. One is I wish you hadn't gone through that whole discussion of the Freedom Caucus because it makes me think that the only way that you'd know that sort of thing about how they negotiated was if you were being told by somebody, and that somebody would have to be Kevin Cramer, unless you're in the room. So number two.
Well, that story's not. Story's all over the place, by the way. It's not just from Kevin Cramer. That's pretty widely reported. So, in fact, I don't think Kevin Cramer did tell me that. To tell you the truth, I don't even know that I asked him about it.
Well. Then you're hearing it third hand, which is almost worse in my opinion. But look, I applaud the Freedom Caucus, and there's different ways to negotiate. And I think they did us a favor. But I was originally going to call and just say advice and consent doesn't mean more than 50%. Actually, there's a little line there. So the whole notion of needing 60 is nowhere in the Constitution or in any law. It's just in an antiquated Senate rule. And I'm all for breaking this. And it's not making a new rule. It's making a new precedent. The rules of the Senate are still in place. New precedents that will be set. And it's about time. All you need is 51 votes to get it through.
And for the entire history of the United States Senate, advice and consent, meaning a simple majority, always held on judicial appointments until 2000. When, the game started getting played. So,
Well, actually, that's not quite true.
The Democrats,
I think over 100 years ago, it became 67 votes, and then it got reduced to 60. I think what you're referring to is that nobody's actually challenged it up to the 60 votes. And that will definitely happen this year.
Well, I guess I'm talking about the filibuster. And look at Clarence Thomas. Right?
Yeah.
Nobody used this on Clarence Thomas, and they hated Clarence Thomas. Look what they tried to do to him.
Yeah.
So as recently as Clarence Thomas, they didn't use this trick. So this is a Harry Reid, Chuck Schumer invention, and I'm personally hopeful that, you know, it's called the nuclear option, but really it's restoring the tradition of the Senate. It's not the nuclear option. It is going back to the way it is and the way it was, and
yeah.
I wish they'd do it. I don't want them to cut some deal because I want them to preserve this. And look, if they can't stand Neil Gorsuch, imagine what they're going to do with somebody when they replace Ruth Bader Ginsburg.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And let's hope that is sooner than later. Not wishing anyone.
Well, I don't want to wish anybody poor health. Yeah. No.
Yeah.
So we'll just let the nature take care of that situation. Dave in Grand Forest, what's on your mind?
Yeah, hey, good morning, Scott. You guys do a good job here. I am a believer in the Freedom Caucus, but look at the comparison between what the Republicans are compared to the Democrats. I mean, we should be the, we don't fall hook, line, and sinker into a concept like the Democrats do. And I can also add, look at the similarities between the Democrats and the Russians. You look at Pravda with the news media. You look at the illegal wiretapping or whatever they do on the monitoring of their people. I think people with glass houses should throw rocks, and that's what I think the Democrats are doing right now with this the Supreme Court justice. So anyway, I appreciate what you guys do. You do a fine job, and always interested in listening to you.
Well, I appreciate that, Dave. Thanks a lot. It means a lot. We appreciate you listening. Thank you. Dave in Fargo, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
Hello, Scott. You were talking the past week about fake news. And I kind of get the impression that everybody thinks fake news is something new. I'm going to go back 46 years to when I was in Vietnam, and I watched news reporters who would hook a ride on a helicopter, fly out to a fire base, and supposedly do interviews, and I know on several occasions I saw them running cameras that are holding up cameras for interviews with the troops that weren't even turned on. And then they'd con the commander of the fire base into faking a firefight so they'd have some fresh footage to run with the nightly news. And all, as far as I've been able to figure out, all they did was take that footage, mute the sound on it, and run the casualty numbers over it.
Wow. That's an amazing story. And you are right. I mean, I happen to believe fake news is, number one, news means facts, right? News means the facts, nothing but the facts. So if there is what you just described isn't news, that isn't journalism, that's fake. You know, so that's why I think that term fits. And I am to think that term fake news applies to bias, applies to, you know, things that are done for other ulterior reasons. And in that case, obviously, I don't know, some left-wing reporter that wanted to stir up, you know, angst against the U.S. policy in Vietnam. I don't know. Sad, though, if you ask me, Dave. Very, very sad, especially what you and your fellow Vietnam vets endured coming back because of that propaganda, you know. Interesting story. Thanks for sharing. God bless you, and thank you for your service. And thanks to all those Vietnam vets out there. They don't get told thanks enough. But we do. Thank you.
Program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Wow, what a deal on a tractor at Titan Outlet Store. Guaranteed iron at outlet prices. Now with a 2011 Case IH Magnum 290 valued at $124,618. It qualifies for Titan's 12-month, 500-hour warranty. 10% down with good credit gets you this excellent planter, sprayer, and harvest tractor. See it at TitanOutletStore.com. Call them at 218-233-3700. Great tires, too, with 70% tread remaining. See it at TitanOutletStore.com and tell them Scott sent you to receive another 11% off.
Play ball! The calendar has flipped to April, and that means Twins baseball is back. The Twins look to right the ship with new front office personnel and loads of young talents on the roster. Stay tuned all spring and summer long for highlights, news, and scores of your favorite baseball team. A proud sponsor of our coverage and of Minnesota Twins baseball saying, Go Twins, is Sweeney Cleaners. We got the bases covered for you on the 2017 Twins season, and it's brought to you by Sweeney Cleaners, the professional choice.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right fight to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417. Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Back on What's On Your Mind, Tuesday edition of the program. Still having a little withdrawal from Target Field yesterday. Twins baseball. Nothing like the home opener, you know, and baseball opener, because it just screams spring. And here we are, once again, looking at another nice day. So, kind of fun. Back in the studio today, anyway. I want to tell you about my friends at the University of Mary before I introduce our next guest. You're a nurse, and you became a nurse because you have a heart for others. But you want to grow in your skills and excel in your profession. At the University of Mary, they have a long tradition of excellence in nursing education. They understand your desire to reach your full potential, to take on leadership roles in your profession, and to increase your lifetime earnings. The key to rising in your profession is earning an advanced degree. National nursing organizations have called for a dramatic increase in the number of nurses with advanced degrees by the year 2020. At the University of Mary, we want to make that possible for you to move forward. Now offering a Master's of Science in Nursing degree for $15,000, which is a remarkable value in comparison to similar programs elsewhere, which can run as much as $8,000 higher. Earning your Master's degree in Nursing from the University of Mary, the smart choice, because caring for others is what you do, and caring for you is what they do. Classes begin every 5 weeks. So you might want to think about this right now. umary.edu/MSN. You can apply right there. Part-time, full-time options available. The University of Mary, an excellent education at an excellent value. We are pleased to welcome to the program Kathy Nesset. Kathy is the chair of the North Dakota Board of Higher Education, as well as the head of Nesset Consulting Services. And she is in Fargo today for the Fargo-Moorhead-West Fargo Chamber of Commerce Eggs and Issues event, talking about the Bakken and what's happening out there. Kathy, nice to see you. How are you?
Good morning, Scott. I'm fine. Thank you.
Great to have you in studio. We usually get to chat on the phone, but got caught up with you right here. And I understand an insatiable appetite for all things Bakken today with the Crown of the Chamber event. Tell us a little bit about it.
Oh, what an event. All things Bakken, Three Forks. Thanks to Rob Lindberg and the Bakken backers and the Chamber for inviting us and allowing us to share our story. Rob and I have a good way to put this together. I tell about everything below the ground. Rob tells about things going on above the ground. So we can balance things pretty well.
Yeah, and it is amazing what's going on below the ground and what that leads to, you know, above the ground. It's just phenomenal, the progress and what's happened and everything going on. So, I think obviously with the significant price drop in the rough patch here over the last 2 years and the drop of activity, people are wondering, is that sort of where it's going to be for the long term? But quietly this time, there seems to be quite a bustle of activity building up again, right?
There is. And I will say with the Eggs and Issues Chamber event, what an engaged group that was. A lot of the questions coming out. And one of the questions dealt with that, you know, with the difficult times that we've been through that have set the state back economically, or at least slowed things. You know, why all this optimism that Rob and I were talking about? Well, that's the reality moving forward. That's what we see in our world in Western North Dakota. Rob is in Bismarck. I'm Tioga, North Dakota, near and dear to you, Scott.
Yeah, absolutely.
And we love it. And the idea is that, yes, we still have to get through the, you know, the fallout, so to speak, of the difficult financial times. So the legislature still has their hands full. They have a lot of work to do with limited resources. We know that. Budget balancing is a difficult act. But moving forward, the future is bright for North Dakota, for the energy industry, and that then expands out into all of our industries and all, even educating our students. One of the questions was, you know, how are we preparing our workforce to move forward? Dean Bresciani, Dr. Bresciani from NDSU was in attendance. He and I have a common concern. How do we educate this workforce?
If you have a question or comment for Kathy, certainly welcome on the program today. 800-228-0550 is the number. You can call or you can text Todd at 701-226-8503. You can also always email us, studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. But any questions about the Bakken or higher ed, certainly welcome for Kathy today on the program on What's on Your Mind. One of the things I'm most excited about is that, obviously, the tremendous amount of activity over the last, you know, 5-7 years led to a lot of infrastructure, especially roads and bridges and, you know, housing stock and schools and, you know, amenities that didn't exist in communities before, whether it be a water park or, you know, all kinds of different things where you have a sense of community because, you know, it was hard to have that in the you know, just torrential pace that was there before. And now you're sort of ready for this buildup to come back, right? Do you expect it to be kind of a slow grow, or is it going to spike up again? What are you expecting?
If I were going to put a guess onto it, what I see so far and what the indicators is that this will be a slow and steady upward movement of this industry, which of course means upward for our state, for our education, for our manufacturing, for everything that goes along with it. You are right. The infrastructure is there. There's always work to be done on it, but you've been around Western North Dakota, Scott. It is beautiful. The road, I love Tioga and see the new hospital, the schools, the roads are safer. They're better than they were. It's absolutely fabulous. But I think looking ahead, barring some, you know, unforeseen geopolitical event, I think that this will be a steady, you know, documented type of uptick in the industry.
Can you find the people you want now? Are you able to attract the level of workforce you need? I've heard from some, MBI and others, that they have unfilled positions, every one of which is revenue, right? As soon as they fill it, they have additional revenue in the company, but they are really, really, really having a hard time getting folks into positions, and that's industry-wide. Are you hearing the same thing?
I am hearing the same thing, but I will tell you that from my standpoint at NESA Consulting, we are a very, you know, technical, geological, geosteering, engineering group. We do other work in on-site gas monitoring and such. But we have always drawn from a very specialized group of highly skilled people, and we have such a network. Fortunately, before I even joined the State Board of Higher Education, I was engaged with education. We have a great network through the college students of hiring in this region, in the upper Midwest, Montana, Wyoming, South Dakota, Minnesota, North Dakota, South Dakota. We have all of this as our pool, and I do not have a shortage of workers. We also have the workers from the past that have stayed, you know, kind of quietly in the wings doing other work to pay the bills. And when that oil industry is ready and that rig calls and said, I want a two-man or a two-woman crew out there, these women are saying, we're ready to come back.
So it can be done. The companies are capable of, you know, whatever they need to do to be able to fill those spots. You're confident. One concern I've heard is that last time, the economy here was great and booming, and there was a thirst for, you know, a workforce. You know, the other 49 states were in some, you know, measure of hurt, and so people there were, you know, hey, I got to find a job. So it was like a deluge of potential workforce. Where now that economy has come back in a lot of other places, so there isn't the available workforce. But that doesn't seem to worry you. Just work your network and find them, huh?
That is my approach. And I will say, you know, to me, and I think to most of Western North Dakota and to the industry, we welcome those out-of-state workers. That's difficult to have a family back home that you are leaving to come here and work. And we're so glad to see so many of these families that have moved to these beautiful towns now that we have been able to up our game with housing, with amenities, with the water parks, with the high schools, with the event centers. It's a beautiful place to come and bring your family.
Yeah, it's a different Bakken now, without question, with all those amenities. So that should help as well. Dustin's on the road with a question for Kathy Nesset. Go ahead.
Yes, Kathy. I'm with a company that has the ability to cut the dewatering costs when they drill. And I've been trying to get into the R&D side of the drilling side of the Bakken there, and I'm having a hell of a time finding the right contact. You wouldn't happen to have one, would you?
Justin, I will. I am so glad that you called in. I think your best bet is to get onto the North Dakota Petroleum Council website. I think you could get onto there. They have a lot of different contacts, energy industry contacts. I would also go to North Dakota Job Service. I will tell you, we need your technology in this industry.
Understandable, but it's, I usually hit the dead end on that aspect. I get somebody who basically does, you know, they'll give me the $5. Oh, yeah, we'll look at it. And that's about as far as it goes. So. You know, it's not the whole, you know, contact from the outside. It's like, you know, who you know. You know what I mean?
I agree. Who do you know, and how do you make that special contact? I will tell you, when I started out, you know, I started in 1979 in North Dakota. Things were booming. They were looking for any warm body to be a geologist. I was very fortunate. Times got tough. And when the times got tough, I my words to you will be, perseverance. Stick with it. Stay with it. Continue. Go to the conferences that are held. Go to any.
Was there any way I could just get my number to the guy offline and just have you call me direct and we could talk off air?
NessaConsultingService.com will get you to me. And absolutely, Mr. Scott Hennon will be glad to keep you in contact.
Thanks, Dustin. Appreciate the call. 800-228-0550 is our toll-free telephone number, 701-258-0550. Let's switch gears and talk a little bit about your role as the chair of the North Dakota Board of Higher Education, which is a challenge these days, especially for everything we just discussed related to the drop in the price of oil and the impact that has made on the budget. And I believe higher ed has taken the brunt of that. Is that fair?
That would be a fair statement to say, Scott. Higher ed has taken a huge hit here. Do keep in mind that I will point out that the legislature of past also treated higher ed very well. So I do think that there is an ebb and flow, a little bit of, we do have to be cognizant of the fact that we have been treated well. We're through difficult times right now. Higher ed is a high priority, lower amounts of funding, yes.
Yeah, there's a beautiful new medical school at the University of North Dakota. I believe it was about $121 million tab on that, and that's pretty much $121 million of money generated from the oil industry, really. I mean, Tom Dennison, the Grand Force Herald, pointed that out, but that's a good example of being treated pretty well when the funds were there, right?
Absolutely, and I think that, and who has benefited by that? The people and the citizens of North Dakota. We are the ones who have benefited in many different ways, not just in a buildup of the western part of the state, but also in wonderful projects that have happened here, whether it's through higher ed or not. But I will say that our concerns are the campuses right now.
I want to talk about the future of higher ed and some different ideas of, in challenging budget times. That's a good time to rethink things a little bit. We'll do that after a break with Kathy Nesset, our guest, on What's on Your Mind. Don't go away.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Little ones are watching, learning, copying, mimicking, mirroring. They're developing their unique personalities based on what you do. When you make the choice to save energy, they will too. Be the lead they want to follow. Visit otpco.com/saveenergy to learn about available rebates. Ottertail Power Company.
Sing into spring with Gate City Bank. Stop in April 3rd through 8th to open a totally free checking account. You'll receive a free gift and a free My School Spirit or My Card Creation ATM and check card. Your Gate City Bank ATM and check card lets you use any ATM for free with unlimited automatic fee refunds. Join us April 7th for cupcakes and a chance to win a $500 gift card. It's the Sing into Spring event at Gate City Bank for a better way of life. Member FDIC, no purchaser account necessary to enter the drawing.
One of the greatest memories I have of my grandfather, Adam, is leaning over a pool table and having a blast. That's what we did on holidays. And the greatest gift ever was that pool table. Olhausen is the name in pool tables, and Vince is here from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. Why is Olhausen the best?
Well, it's made in the United States, 100%, in Portland, Tennessee. Every table goes in a tree and comes out a unique piece of furniture designed for you and your family.
I love that Carson Wentz has one with a bison logo on it.
Yeah, we can do it right on the table itself, on the felt. We can totally have Olhausen cut. Customize any pool table, and that's why Olhausen's the best. Also, we talk about AccuFast cushion. The rails will never go dead. It's a one-of-a-kind lifetime warranty on best playing, best built, only in America pool table. It's Olhausen or nothing.
And for a limited time, receive no interest, no payments for a year. Play now, pay later. Bubble hockey, air hockey, darts, foosball, pool tables at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too. Fargo, Grand Forks, Bismarck, and Minot.
Did you know there's a new group of water contaminants with unknown health effects? These emerging contaminants lurking in your water may include prescription, over-the-counter drugs, and new types of herbicides and pesticides. ProPure's improved Pro-1 G2.0 filter meets NSF 401 standards to help reduce these emerging contaminants. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Serve USA, helping America fuel better, connecting North Dakota's farm fields with North Dakota's oil fields. It works well, doesn't it? Gives you a choice at the pump. And if you go inside, as I can't resist, I have to go in. If it's lunchtime, that 4 for $4 deal is fabulous. Hot stuff, personal pan pizza, 2 cookies, and a 20-ounce drink. And register weekly for a chance at winning one of $1,050 gift cards. I'd like one of those. $50,000 giveaway at PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better. All right, back to our conversation with Kathy Nesbitt, North Dakota Higher Ed Chair. So, understanding we're in some budget constraints, sometimes that provides some opportunities, and you can rethink things a little bit. And do we need to do what we do considerably differently in delivery of higher education and education to students in North Dakota, do you believe?
No, I don't think we have to do it grandly differently. I do think we have to do it better. I think that, as you were just alluding to, is that the idea that we do have constraints, financial constraints on the system, on the campuses right now, they force us to be more efficient. They force us to streamline this education delivery and the entire system, and we are going through that, and sometimes it's painful. But I think it's a direct analogy to just what happened in the oil and gas industry. We were forced into a situation where we had to become more efficient at what we did.
And you did it world class. I mean, world class. If you look at the amount of the costs and the time to do well by well, it's the most amazing story ever. Everybody should really understand that level of efficiency and how quick that happened. It's pretty amazing. Is that same level of efficiency being drawn out of higher ed, do you believe?
It needs to be. That's exactly the direction that we are going. And I believe that what this board, this is a fabulous board that's put together right now. I really do think so. I really think that the cabinet of the presidents of these universities and campuses and schools are just top-notch. Our chancellor and Dr. Mark Hagerot. It's just such a good group, and what we need to do is become more efficient. We need to become more streamlined. We are in the process of building up a system, and we are beginning, if you've seen it work through the legislature as well, is that with Representative Carlson, we are working on a program beginning with the two-year campuses, and we want to build these efficiencies. Does each one have value, each campus? Absolutely they do. Are they doing a good job now? Yes. Can they do better? We can all do better. And this is our opportunity.
I saw some creative students hung some banners off the parking garage at UND after the announcement of the sports team's cuts, women's hockey and swimming. And they said, cut admin. And, so the students are kind of doing that. And I give points for creativity, by the way, because they got a picture in the paper and their story out there. But I hear that a lot. That there's cuts in all these areas. Why isn't there more cuts in admin? I mean, is there room to cut more in admin? Is that an area that ought to be cut more in your view?
Yes. That study is being done. And, you can study things to death. You have to study these things because you need to have a direction, a guided plan to go through. But then you have to do the action behind it. The system office is doing just that. They are looking at administrative costs. How can we better streamline? And I agree with those students. Cut admin. Yes.
All right, let's go to Michelle in Columbus. There's a great part of North Dakota for Kathy Nessa. Go ahead, Michelle.
Yes, we have an up-and-coming summer here, too, up in Columbus here. And what I've noticed in the past, last time around, is that with each one of these oil field workers, we got a wife and a kid and an extended family that comes along. And those people want jobs, too. And educationally, I'm getting these people pointed forward at a kind of a backup secondary level here with, other directions to go in life is something to look at, too.
Michelle, first I'll say hello, neighbor, Tioga and Columbus. We are neighbors there. On your part about the, what is sometimes referred to as the trailing spouse, or whether it's the husband or the wife, who are coming with the family after the worker, that is an absolutely perfect opportunity for what we have in Bakken U. Bakken U is an opportunity with scholarships and funding to key on the five Western colleges in North Dakota and to provide education for this workforce, the oil field worker who's looking for more education or their family members. So I will bring that out, but I will say that this is exactly why we're building up our communities with better services.
Yeah, that's a bonus, especially when we have the workforce needs we do to get families to move here and have other members to join the workforce. Only a minute left. How will you judge your tenure on the Board of Higher Ed, the success of it? What are the top goal you want to achieve?
My number one thing is always remember that the students are number one. Student success is number one. I think that what we've also done is we've brought to forefront the hierarchy of the system, and that means where is the board, the chancellor, the cabinet in relationship to one another, and foster those communications. I just really feel that this is a very professional board, and I look for streamlining and more efficiencies to build into a stronger system.
Well, you are a great public servant. I mean, that is no easy job. That's a lot of time, a lot of effort, a lot of travel, a lot of time on the phone and work related to that. I don't think people have any idea the amount of time required of not only the chair but all of the board members. It's a pretty significant contribution, and I know you just re-upped. So another term, right?
Provided I make it through confirmation vote here this afternoon, yes.
I like your chances from what I hear in Bismarck. Thank you, Kathy. Always appreciate you. Good to catch up with you. Thanks a bunch.
Thank you.
Kathy Nesset, chairwoman of the North Dakota Board of Higher Education and of Nesset Consulting Service. Trooper Talk with Captain Tom Iverson when we come back. Don't go away.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Watford City, we're not the same, we're better. The New York Times has placed the Theodore Roosevelt National Park number 5 on its list of the top 52 places to visit in 2016. With miles of rugged badlands and rolling grasslands dotted with wildlife, the north unit of the park sits just 12 miles south of Watford City, a small town getaway with big city amenities. The gateway to internationally acclaimed adventure, Watford City residents have enjoyed the natural beauty of the area for centuries. And now, with over 700 available hotel rooms, a variety of cabins and campgrounds, 25 restaurants, unique shopping, and newly built, construction-free highways to get you there, you can plan a visit that's as rugged or as relaxing as you like. Because the Theodore Roosevelt National Park is North Dakota's playground right in your backyard. And Watford City wants to help you experience what has the nation inspired. Because the Badlands are just the beginning of the adventure. Watford City, we're not the same, we're better. Come see for yourself.
It's called the Deep State. Barack Obama's most loyal aides still hold office, and they want to stop President Trump. Deep State was first revealed in the runaway New York Times bestseller, Big Agenda. David Horowitz's Big Agenda exposes Obama's government in exile and his shocking plan. Newsmax, Lou Dobbs, Ann Coulter all say you must read Big Agenda at bookstores everywhere, or check out our free offer. Call 800-NEWSMAX, 800-NEWSMAX, or go to BigAgenda411.com. That's BigAgenda411.com.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.